Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Want to welcome everybody to the show and want to do a quick apology for the last couple shows. We were supposed to have Robbie Gordon on and just could not make the connection. So sometime in the future we will try to set that up again. So, but besides that, we're here live every Tuesday for you, like we always are. And I want to disclaimer first, Jay, or just introduce you. What kind of night are we having here?
Oh, I'm getting asked now as opposed to being ignored last week.
I'm trying to include you because you always feel like you're never included.
You better read the disclaimer.
I'm going to have it automatically.
In trouble. I was at a racetrack this weekend, so you better read the disclaimer.
Before we introduce host tonight, I would like to say the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of each individual or guest and do not necessarily reflect those of On Wheels Now, All Star Internet Radio, its affiliates, or any parent companies. The one, the only, J.J. Nunn. How you doing tonight?
Absolutely fantastic.
Woo. That's the answer I want to hear.
Just fantastic.
Smile on your face. Hey, oh, that's always good. Looks like you got a little bit of sunshine this last week.
Oh, yeah. Got a nice little tan. Went to a racetrack.
That's good to hear.
Watch some some racing.
Well, we'll get back to that. We got a small moment of silence. Let's move over to the man always on a mission.
Now I'm being rushed off. Last week was ignored. Now I'm rushed off. Fine.
Hey, we got to keep you guessing, you know? If you know too much, then it won't be, the same.
Yeah, exactly. Keep me in the dark. That's okay.
The man always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing... Jay's doing wonderful. Fabulous.
Absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. I'm doing great. Busy. It's hot out.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
gonna be busy.
It's going to be nice, though, the next week here. So.
Speaking of hot, let's remind everybody, you do air conditioning.
Oh.
And I recommend calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You call me anytime and leave a message because it will be on silence.
I actually had the phone answered by him today. I didn't get that.
Holy Christ.
I was all set, had my mind.
He had already
to leave a message. Okay, because I don't call people and leave messages. But with him, I know he's not answering.
I
got to leave a message. And he answered on the second ring.
I got to hang up because he has me confused.
I was like, holy crap, he answered the phone.
I feel
special.
Hey, you're special to me, Jay.
Good.
He's special to all of us.
Ay, ay, ay. We'll leave it at that.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that.
Let's switch gears here.
Well, let's get back to you since I rushed you, right? You went to a racetrack. You're looking at me like you a-hole.
He's very perceptive.
So I've been right every Tuesday since we've met. I've seen that same look.
Hey, you said it.
I didn't. But I'm used to it, so.
You said it. I didn't.
I didn't at all. What is this? What track did you end up going to?
Oh, I went to Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Oh, PBS, Pahrump Valley Speedway. But you said you were disappointed.
Huh?
Did you say you were disappointed?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. They didn't enforce one of the rules that they had.
Did you see mirrors out there? Or what?
Yeah.
I was just kidding.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, let one of the bombers run with mirrors.
Unbelievable.
You know?
No. Wait, did you hear the first part of this conversation? We went to Perron Valley Speedway. Okay. So now tell me what's unbelievable.
I guess let me retract my statement.
That you guessed that?
Well, I was even joking, but obviously that's what it was.
Yep. So, no, wasn't joking.
What number of car had
4X.
Oh, a 4X had tires. Wow.
They checked tires.
Did you go in the pits and hang out in the pits?
Oh, no, I have my binoculars.
Okay. So you hung out with the regulars.
What? Yeah, I hung out with the fans.
We had to fit in.
Okay.
He fails to say I was with him. But yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
I was in. Yeah, that's all I didn't say. We. So.
Well, he's gone the past couple races. Yeah. He talked me into it last minute. We were supposed
I went twice this year, and they've raced four times.
Yeah, he went to a couple of the races, and he talked me into it this Saturday. You know, he was supposed to pull a transmission, and we didn't get to that.
Yeah, I wonder if I can talk him into paying my race bill.
I don't think so.
Well, that's settled.
Okay.
I don't think so. You have an endless race bill. It's just continuous. But went down there, saw the races. Yeah, beautiful day. Absolutely. Saw quite a few fans. Said hello. It was good to see them.
Was it a day race or a night race?
It was
day race.
It was a day race.
Yeah. Well, it's the last of their 3
p.m.
Yes,
they now on the 11th.
The next. Oh, I must be vibrating.
The what is it? The 11th. They race, yes, the 11th, April 11th, they go to 7 p.m.
7 p.m., okay.
Yep.
7 p.m.
Not this weekend, next.
Next weekend.
Next weekend. Okay.
Speaking of April 11th, guess where we'll be?
We'll get to that.
Go ahead, Jack.
Go ahead.
No, we won't cut you off.
We're out of prom.
No, we're back at prom.
Yeah.
We're back at prom.
We're out of prom.
We're in prom.
He talks me into going down there. Okay? Simple hour, 20-minute ride. Bullshit coming home. Freaking, they had damn runner's race, NORAD or RAD, whatever, going on with the runners
from
all over. The police run. And
from Baker to Vegas.
I've been stuck in that before.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
Twice.
Yes.
Three times.
Oh, I've only been once. So.
Yes. Another hour and 20-minute drive turned into 3 friggin' hours going home. Okay. Arizona was represented, Nevada, California, New Mexico, Quebec. Do you know what it's like having to keep my head down for an entire 3 hours up the hill so nobody
while he's driving?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. So, yeah, that was the highlight. That's all. But it was good to see quite a few fans out there again. Some people I haven't seen since November. They were asking where we were at, and I told them we're at the bowling.
And
running the bowling, and more than happy to tell them about my 8th place finish out there with a whole hell of a lot of luck, and spoke to Mike Lane. Mike Lane was interested and wanted to know what we did to our cars to run the bowling, and I told him we pumped up our air pressures and we left our mirrors in the car.
It's a bomber. You're not supposed to have too many changes, right?
Okay.
While you're speaking of Mike Lane.
Did we do anything else to those cars?
Nope.
You ran your 65, the blue 65, and we had taken them out and tested and dialed in the air pressures within a pound, half a pound, and just ran the cars. You know, Mike was like, well, I got to take the floor barrel off, and I said, yeah, you got to put your mirrors back in also. So I told them what the prices of 2-barrel carburetors going for 44-12s, and he said he had a new sponsor. This is Mike Lane, had a new sponsor coming on board. Told him we had 23 cars, 3 heat races, and had a blast. So maybe Mikey will switch over. We'll see.
And I just want to say congratulations to Mike for another win in Pahrump. This past weekend he won.
Vern had a heck of a run
in
the 31 car. He led 12 laps of the race, which he was out there. I thought he was going to check out. And then he come across some lap traffic with Russ Wilson and slowed him up a bit. And Mike was able to chop down on a straightaway lead on him and then finally got around him on the 12th lap. But Byrne's going to win soon.
He's there.
I did see Byrne he had like a second place one of the last
Byrne
races.
I think he finished second this last race.
Again, he's got 3 seconds so far this year. Yes. I was talking to him.
He's got to have a smile on his face.
So. Yeah, he is. He wants to get a win down there, and then he's got another body to his car, so he wants to throw another body on, and then he said he'll come up to the bull ring to run. He's tired of having Mike Lane and
Ryan Lane,
Wreck'em Ryan, constantly hitting him. He got racked up last race real bad.
So he know there's 20 other guys that are willing to hit him up at the bull ring? You tell him that.
We don't tell him that part.
We didn't see Dee Hansen. Evidently, I didn't hear it from her or from her hubby, but through the grapevine, I heard she lost a motor. So they weren't out there. It was just Mike, Byrne Hill, Ryan Lane, and Russ, and Cecilia Dilley was running. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, I wanted to ask
Cecilia
you about
Dilley.
That. I saw
she was,
results on one that looked like she ran.
Yeah, that was the 4X that had mirrors in it.
Oh.
That's owned by Justin Griffith.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
I see what's
the blue and yellow one. Yeah, with the white stripe on it.
Yeah, I heard we're not supposed to talk about Justin anymore.
Oh, we're not?
No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm joking. Who?
What? Yeah. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But they had,
I don't know what. They had 6 mods out there, 4 finished. They put on a halfway decent show at 7 7 super stocks,
I
10 mini
Justin's
stocks.
Justin's talking to us.
Justin?
Yes, Justin. We'll get to you in a minute.
But it was a nice day down there. It was good to see quite a few people that I haven't seen in a while, except for the friggin' ride home. Thanks, Wyatt. Freaking bite at runners all over the damn place.
You know, Barry, get some snacks and stuff so you can enjoy the slow ride home.
Hey, I offered to drive instead of sleep. He wanted to drive. So,
how long did the hour and
he didn't sleep.
Drive?
Oh, look at that, San Diego. Oh, look at that, Quebec. Oh, look, L.A. Correction Facility. Oh, look, Sacramento Police. Oh, look, he didn't. The whole way home, I'm like I can't friggin' read the back of these trucks going by them at 5 miles an hour.
Well, just so you know, it's to make up for all the other times that cops have not pulled you over or stopped you. That was their way of getting back at you. You had cops from all over the West Coast and wherever else slowing you down.
I was sweating for 3 hours.
Oh, see, now the truth comes out.
Yes.
It wasn't the slow ride, it was the... Is this guy going to recognize me? So, yeah, I'm not sure about that because I've been through that slow ride myself. So,
yeah, all right.
I think Gary's telling you to keep an eye on that, and if you see it ring, let him know. I got that.
Oh,
I got
that. Yeah. Thanks for filling him in.
Hey, no problem.
I bet he can get this hand signal.
I'm sorry I'm texting.
How's
you at the same time. I'm trying to do 2 things at once.
Okay.
Here. And then I'll get...
I'm sorry, I didn't see it. There was a mirror in the way.
Is that legal? What the... Move that mirror. I'm not sure if that's legal.
Yes, it is. At the bull ring, the mirror is legal.
All right.
And you can have a mirror on the left-hand side, too, as long as it don't go past the body line.
The body
line.
It stays in the greenhouse.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a pretty typical rule wherever you go.
Oh. Oh, well, the 4X was illegal, owned by Justin Griffith and driven by Cecilia Dilley this weekend at Brown Palace Speedway.
Tech.
And past tech.
That's right.
Speaking of tech,
that's right.
Went down there, who's doing everything down there? I mean, who's doing the flagging and the teching?
The
and
old
tech?
Security guard?
I told the flagman.
The old cook that was...
I told the security at the gate. I told the beer lady. I told everybody.
Except for tech.
So who's up in the booth now? doing well? I mean, same people, they got a whole new crew up
there?
I didn't
grow up there.
Do you see any old faces in the crew, staff area?
Yeah. The old security guard is now the flagman. He got, I don't know if you want to say demoted or promoted.
Which one is that?
I don't know. It sounds like his wife, the scorer, gave him a rash of shit, though. When he got out of the flag stand, he came over to say hello, and she just
started beating him up.
She's probably not allowed to talk to you guys.
Chewed his ass.
Hey! He's not allowed to talk to you guys.
There.
You guys know that.
He doesn't talk.
He was giving us hand signals.
Hand gestures or hand signals?
I don't know. JJ can't pick up on them, so he's got to be told.
No. I'll keep an eye out for you.
There was a few coops. Congratulations to Mark Dobb out there. And I believe we have a caller here on the phone.
We'll see if they're allowed on.
Susan Smotherman was in Jerry Patrick's coop.
Oh, Jesse Race?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Had a little trouble in the heat race trying to get it underneath there because these coops, they are
a whole
squirrely.
Whole different beast.
Whole different world with the coops. So, we got a caller. Mike, bring him on.
All right. We will bring on the caller. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to On Wheels Now. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jason Reichert. I race Formula Ford for Huddy Motorsports.
Oh, cool. Can you repeat that again?
I'm Jason Reichert. I race Formula Ford for Huddy Motorsports. I drive a open wheel race car.
Okay, cool. Welcome to the show. Appreciate you calling in.
Oh, it's no problem. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. We want to talk about your team and some of the things you got going on this year, what tracks you race at and all that.
Absolutely. I race in the Road Course Series and the VAR Series and the Formula Ford Series. And I've been to Bunt Willow is my next track I'm going to, and I just finished racing at Willow Springs this weekend.
Now, that's the road course at Willow Springs, not the Willow Springs Speedway quarter mile, correct?
Yes, it's Willow Springs, the big track.
The big track, okay. What do you think of that track? I know that track's been around for a long time, and the series that you run in, what do you think of that track with the type of cars that you race?
It's an absolutely fantastic track to race on. The corners are it flows very well, and the corners are very fast, so it puts us at our top speed there very often.
What kind of car counts are you getting out there with your division?
In my division, I was racing in a 26-car field with
wow.
It was a mixture of all different Formula Fords, and I finished sixth out of all of them.
Nice finish.
How long have you been racing?
This is my first year of racing big race cars, and I did 6 years in go-karts and won 5 championships in it.
No kidding.
Where'd you win those championships?
The Las Vegas Karting Championships.
Okay.
I won that.
Wow. What do you think of the switch from karting into, like you're calling a big car?
It's been a really fun experience changing over to a higher series. The cars are incredibly fast, which I'm really enjoying driving.
You know, because it's like, I don't know a lot about karting, but I know you guys don't have like a lot of suspension. You use a lot of chassis flex and tire for suspension and your body movement, to get the car to handle. Switching to the bigger car where you have shocks and different factors coming into play, how did that translate over from karting?
It changed everything I thought it'd be. I didn't think suspension was going to be a big change for me, but it is a big part of that car. And it made a huge change driving from a go-kart to a Formula Ford because of you have to use a suspension to drive, and go-karts, you just drove in, you don't have to tune the suspension at all in go-karts.
Right.
And in Formula Ford, that's the biggest thing we're changing.
No kidding. The road course that you run out there at Willow Springs, does it compare to any other tracks? Have you been to other tracks, similar road course races in your Formula car?
I've been to Auto Club Speedway on the road course there, where we run half the oval and we get dropped down to a road course.
Okay, into the flats and the inside, yeah. Okay.
It was kind of similar to that one because of the high-speed corners through turns 8 and 9 are similar to Auto Club's 1 and 2 corners. We were hitting our top speed there, which was really fun for me.
cool deal.
Now, are you racing on the Formula Ford series? Are you this series solely at Willow Springs, or is this series traveling to different road courses?
The series travels to all different road courses. We're going to run at Moto Club Speedway. Spring Mountain is in track, and we're going to run at Bud
Willow
and a few others.
What's your home track then? Would it be
Willow Springs?
Willow Springs, or which one's considered your home track?
Probably my home track would be considered Spring Mountain, because I live in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And Spring Mountain's in Pahrump, which is just north of Las Vegas.
Right. That's not too far from here. I mean, we see it. I know these guys do a lot of dirt track racing and all that, and they've passed that track many times heading to the dirt track. Have you ever thought about doing any other type of racing, oval track racing, or moving up into an even bigger car?
I'd be open to racing anything. I love racing open wheel cars. It's my favorite. But I'd be open to racing NASCAR. I want to go to F1, but I'd be open to racing Indy cars, sports cars, NASCAR. I'd be open to racing anything.
Cool. Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 15 years old.
Okay. So you're kind of the guy that these guys are looking for, is someone with your experience out there to get in the seat of these race cars.
What helped you along for the jump from the go-karts to the Formula Ford series?
The team owner approached me at a go-kart track saying that there's a ride over there in Formula Ford.
You're getting a little bit of wind interference there, if you want to kind of step out of the wind or
roll the window back up.
Or you're in a bad spot. We're losing you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you're back. You're
better.
Back.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're not testing your car right now.
Yeah, you're not racing right now, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Sorry
about that.
I'm outside the window, Jimmy. I just died inside.
No problem. You're back. We can hear you, so continue.
What helped me get into racing was the team owner of Putty Motorsports approached me and saying there was a ride available, and he approached me on a Sunday, and I signed the contract on Monday.
Wow.
And what's your team owner's name?
His name's Sean Hutzbeck.
Sean Hutzbeck?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Very cool.
You want to run through a list of your other sponsors if you have any,
or family members
that you want to thank and really get their name out there? And obviously you're more than welcome to call us and join us every week. We're here, broadcasting live, so...
Thank you. I'd first like to thank my parents. They do a big, they helped me big with racing. They got me involved in it. I'd also like to thank KRW Designs, Spray Gun Wars, and the Hot Sauce Guys.
Okay. Cool. We know in this sport how much sponsors and parents and family members really come into play to make sure we can keep racing and pursuing our... Some of us, like for yourself, was probably a dream to get into racing, and like some of these guys here, the older guys, use it as a hobby. But hey, it's all fun and a lot of work that we all put into it. If you want to give us some more information, you can also email me at mike@onwheelsnow.com, and we'll make sure your team's posted on our Facebook page or something like that. But we do thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Great to have you, man.
Thanks. I really appreciate the opportunity you guys have given me.
Yeah, no problem. And next time you're at LVMS or something like that, if you ever come out to watch the oval track racing, look for some of these guys at the Bullring. That's where they're going to be racing this year, the 33 Bomber and the 65 Bomber. And then I'm trying to get out myself in a couple races in the number 777, the modified series out at LVMS. So. Look out for us. We'd love to have a fan, and we're going to be a fan of yours for sure.
I got to know, have you raced anything else, or have you been at the road course at LVMS besides karts?
I've driven my go-kart at the road. There's a road course outside of the oval.
Yes.
I've driven my go-kart on that course before. But I've been out to the Bullring. I've watched the Bullring races since I was 7 years old, and it's really exciting racing to watch.
Oh, and there's some series there that love young talent, like the Legend Series, of course, and then, of course, a lot of the other NASCAR series would love to have a person like yourself in one of those cars, I'm sure.
Have you ever been on dirt?
I've never raced on a dirt series before. I've never been, I never found an opportunity to race on it, but I would absolutely love to. It looks like so much fun.
That's cool. Hey, keep in touch. You know, maybe we can get your feet dirty in one of these cars one of these days.
Yes, that'd be really cool, guys. I really appreciate it.
Cool.
Stay tuned, and if you're not doing anything, April 11th, when you come on out to Behind the Orleans and visit us at Touch a Truck, we're going to be out there. Come on out and introduce yourself.
Yeah, what they have is it's a family-to-family connections event that's called Touch a Truck, and we're going to have some of the cars displayed there. Come on in. I believe all money that's paid at the entry is like $3 or $5 or something like that. But it all goes to the family-to-family connection. But we'll be out there if you want to come say hello, shake our hands. We'd love to meet you. Come on out there.
Actually, met you guys at a Touch a Truck event. I was in a go-karting suit with Miller Racing. I actually met you guys out there.
Okay.
Once.
You were in a group of kart guys there, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, cool. Well, appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you out there. Make sure you come out and say hello to us again.
Yeah, we answered a lot of questions from your group, man. Now that I remember.
Oh, yeah,
are you guys
really interesting to talk to.
Are you going to be out there with your car or that karting group again? On the 11th or no?
Let me check my schedule. I'll see if I can come out there. If I do, I'll definitely check you guys out again.
Yeah, we look forward to that.
15 years old, he's got to check his schedule.
I know, huh? My schedule is BMX biking or sleeping.
That's right. That's right.
That's great, man.
Yeah,
thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate you guys for giving me the opportunity to be on your show.
No problem. Yeah, thank you. You're welcome anytime. We look forward to seeing you at Touch a Truck.
Yeah, check
11.
Your schedule, man.
All right, we'll see you, man.
Take it easy.
See you.
Thank you.
Cool. 15 years old, and he's riding in the Formula Fords.
I wish I knew when I was 15 what I know today. You know, is that what they always say? If you knew back then what you know now, you'd do things a little bit different
at
sometimes.
At 15, I had no schedule. I had no friggin' schedule.
My schedule was BMX biking and then coming home before the
streetlights
came on so
yeah.
I wouldn't get my butt kicked.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, be home before the streetlights came on.
That's
no
funny.
Kidding.
Cool, what? Bill. Let's appreciate the...
That's great, running Willow Springs. That's one heck of a road course.
You know, and to go from karting onto a...
Formula Ford.
A road course like that, too, no doubt. It's definitely got to be a handful, and a young talent like that, keep an eye out for them.
You never know.
That's what they look for out there today.
Exactly.
They don't look at old guys like you two.
I don't
include myself in there.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
What are you shaking
right
your head
away.
For, Gary?
Right away.
Hey.
That's a boom, you're dead.
I got to throw the jabs in there
That's
once
it.
In a while. You want to take a break real quick, or what? You're shaking
still
your head.
I'm looking for the commercial, okay?
Okay. That's why he's shaking his head. So we'll let Gary find the commercial. We'll go to commercial break as soon as he finds the spot. But, hey, and then we'll talk about some more LVMS coming up here pretty quick. And
this
some
weekend.
Touch of Trucks.
Got
so.
A full schedule. Autographs.
We're going to go to silence, and then the silence will be Gary's thing, okay? So we'll see you after the break.
Are you ready to
let's go. See you on the other side.
Yep.
I'm Ross Wilson, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Toronto. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's GNS Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound.
sound of On Wheels Now every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
We're back to On Wheels Now.
Back on the other side.
This is the other side of the hour. So, and of course, this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, race officials can all get together and talk about local racing.
Yeah.
And I do want to say real quick that if you want to find out more racing information, you can go to www.thebombernation.com. Not just for bombers, it's for all divisions. So go there, post something to make create yourself a member login and see what's going on, and put something on there about your own series or your own team racing, and sell parts, buy parts. That's the one source, one stop place to go. So thebombernation.com.
Or you can call in here at 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116. Let us know what you're doing, what your team's doing, what you want to do. Let us know your new sponsors. Hey, give us a call, 702-685-8116.
Absolutely.
And you can get on the air and speak to three unintelligent people. Very unintelligent.
One of them doesn't know how to pick up signs.
Well, that's nice of you to talk about Tim while he's not here. So I just want to say, no. Hey, when are you guys going to get these bombers on our road course? That's what I want to see.
You know,
will they last 2.5 miles?
did we have a discussion of this? What I wanted to do?
I wanted
2 races at the Bull Ring.
Let's start with one.
I wanted.
You got the oval. Let's start with two.
I wanted 2 races at the road course and 2 races at the drag strip. And best time. That's it. Winner takes all. You know, $50 a race. Throw it in there. $300 for the series. And have whoever wins at the strip, they get a portion. But winner take overall, best time.
Hey, the good news is you can go on Friday night during Midnight Mayhem and take your bomber as many times as you want.
It's got to be street legal.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I mean, ours are partially there with mirrors in them, but...
That's
it's got to be street legal, it's got to be licensed, it's got to be registered, and it's got to be insured.
Well,
that's the Midnight Madness.
It's registered with the NASCAR.
NASCAR.
JJ's is registered with the police department.
mine's insured, and after the last Bull Ring race, it's insured to get spun around. So... that's what you need if you want to run strip.
And
we got NHRA coming in town.
That's right, the big boys are coming.
But we're going to be out at Touch a Truck, as we touched on before, April 11th. But that's Midnight Madness. It's got to be licensed, got to be insured, and got to be registered. And you got to show that information.
Yeah,
it's got to be a street legal car.
If you want to look at the schedule, you can go to lvms.com, click on the tracks link, and pick the track you want to find out more information about, whether it's the Bull Ring, which is the oval asphalt oval track, or the drag strip. It's a strip on there. So.
And if you have a street car that does better than 13 seconds, you must adhere to NHRA safety rules.
Ooh. That's out at midnight madness.
So,
yes. So watch your speed.
You bust 13 seconds in a legal street car, you then have to adhere to their safety rules.
And I believe one obviously is helmet rule. I think you are allowed
suit, halon system.
And I think at some point, if you do have a passenger, that they have to have a helmet also or something like that. Not if you bust 13 seconds, but I thought a passenger. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I thought. A passenger could go with you if you want to take them down, but they have to have a helmet also, or I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't been out there in a while.
It's
that's
been a while.
Not a bad idea, you know, Friday night.
Yeah,
maybe
check
I need
out.
To check it out. I'll bring my dually down there, see if I can break 60 seconds in the quarter.
I tell you what, I've seen some fast diesels out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a couple that put out that puff of black smoke, and they're gone. I don't know what they got, but
they all
believe it or not,
they all hyped
the
up.
The faster ones I've seen. Well, they're all fast. The Dodge Fords and the...
But yeah, you can bring anything. You can bring grandma's grocery getter. You can bring dad's Cadillac. You know, you got an itch. You know, mom's minivan or, you know, whatever. Your aunt's Porsche or...
sneak out. Somebody's car.
Your uncle's mail truck.
Go
as long
sneak
as
the neighbor's car out. No.
Oh, you got to have the license, registration, and insurance.
So you can't
in
sneak
hand.
That. Damn it.
Yep, you got to have all those three pieces of paper in hand.
Can you sneak those away from Gary? Maybe we can sneak his car out there, use his registration.
What, the Maserati?
I was thinking the Bentley.
Easier.
The Bentley, but the whichever
Maserati.
One, the Maserati or the Bentley, whichever one Gary wants to give up, either one.
Yeah.
Hey.
You power shift the Maserati and... They're going to come out with the flatbed.
Ay, ay, ay.
And the street sweeper. Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Probably the sweeper purse and push it off to the side.
But if you want free entertainment on a Friday night, you can go to the Bullring on the night before they have a scheduled race. They
have testing
free
Friday.
Yep, fest testing. And the USCLI, whatever, I think that's what they're called now, Legends and...
USLCI.
Oh, okay.
I'm reading it.
I'm just kidding. So, you know, you can watch them because those are actually sanctioned races for them on Friday nights also. So they're point races for them. But you also have free practice for all other divisions.
The Bandos, the Legends, and the
Thunder
Roadsters, right?
Right.
Yeah. And this weekend on the 4th, they're running the super late models, Twin 35s.
Ooh, that's this Saturday.
Yes.
Twin 35.
We got an autograph session, too.
That's right.
Know. You just told me about that.
Yes.
What do you hear about this stuff from?
I just heard about it today.
Who told you?
Yeah.
My email.
Oh, I guess I should read my email.
I got notes.
Got. What do your notes say?
Same thing yours does.
Mobile One Racing Oil Night, Saturday, April 4th, 5 p.m., spectator gates open. And also at the same time, the NASCAR... Grand American Modifieds, the Legends, and the Super Late Models are single lap qualifying. 5:45, the on-track autograph session. 6:55, opening ceremony, 7 p.m. national anthem. And then we start with Bomber Heat 1, 2, and 3, the Super Stock Heat Races 1 and 2, the Super Late Model, the first Super Late Model, 35 lap. Then the Bandolero Bandits Outlaws, then the Modified 35-lap feature, Bomber feature 25, Legend 25, Superstock 25, and then the second 35-lap Super Late Model feature. So twin 35s for them out there this weekend. And an autograph session, once again, it starts at 5:45.
Cool.
So,
And this is the official schedule for the day?
This is the official email.
Official email schedule for the... Now, there is a different schedule.
And subject to change.
Well, there is a 2015 schedule I found on LVMS website, but it doesn't match this.
It's been up.
Why don't it match?
I don't know.
It says at the bottom, subject to change.
Well, no, there's one that says that, like, the modifieds don't race this weekend, they race next weekend. But then the official one says this weekend. If you go to the LVMS website, click on the...
Maybe the other modified drivers got together, hacked your email, and letting you come out on your very own night.
I would love to come out on my very own night because if anybody can beat myself, it's myself. It didn't sound right, but
are you going to test Friday with the mod or
no.
Is it close?
It's close.
Yeah. It's close.
It's sitting in the trailer outside.
But not close.
We're wasting airtime here, JJ.
But not close enough.
It's close.
It's close?
Yeah, it's close. I don't know if I'm going to do Friday night, but I...
Are you coming out Friday?
Well, I don't know about testing, but I'll come out Friday.
Okay.
I don't know what schedule you're looking at, but I'm
I'll show
at,
you.
I'm looking right now.
I'll show you.
Right on their website. I'm surfing their website.
Okay, go to the driver's section.
Okay.
Okay.
Not tickets and schedule?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, go to the driver's section. And I should show something about a 2015 schedule, and it says click here.
Driver section?
I believe it's in the driver's section.
I think it's under old news.
It says 2015 schedule.
It's under old news.
We're on a computer learning course at this time, but there's no driving section.
Or whatever.
How about racers?
Racers.
Okay.
Hey, drivers, racers. What else do you want to be called?
I'm just checking.
E-racer.
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 How about that? And I think that's where I've seen it, where there's a button that says something about a 2015 schedule up near the top somewhere.
I don't know about that, but this weekend we're going to be out Friday testing, and then we'll be racing Saturday. So
you keep talking. I'm going to walk over here and see what's going on. I'm taking my headphones off. You keep talking.
Registration packet? Is that the one you're talking about?
Our sponsors. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Nevada Pick Apart, Steve Burke at Nevada Pick Apart. You need a part for your car, go out there, take a dollar, bring your tools, walk the lot, find your car, pull your part, and then go pay for it. Anthony at Camp Out, can't tell you enough what Camp Out does for us. You guys need a trailer, you need a utility trailer, you need utility boxes, you need lights, you need hitches. They got it out there at Camp Out. I want to thank Anthony for everything he does for us. Mike at Reliable Banner. Reliable Banner signs and supply and printing. They're just not banners. They're business cards. They're letterhead. They have professional graphic designers. If you got a business and you're starting up a business, you want to check out Reliable Banner at www.rbprints.com. I want to thank Phil and Jim at Pickart Radiator. Hey, people, winter's over. If you kept your car from overheating, you want to make sure it's also cool on the inside. Take your car to Pickart Radiator. Go get your AC checked. That's all. Just get the system checked. They're a family and owned-operated business for years. They're not going to sell you something on your AC unit that you don't need. Maybe it just needs a little squirt or something of that Freon or whatever the hell they put in those systems. I'm not an AC guy. But check out Pickart Radiator down in Henderson. Go down and talk to Phil and Jim. Want to thank everything that they do for JC Motorsports. D&N Equipment, take this number, 702-565-0528. That's D&N Equipment, stands for Dale and Nick Walters. Are you looking for a lift? Looking for a tire machine? Looking for a wheel balancer? Do you have one of these pieces of equipment that's not working? These are the guys who you want to call. Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment, 702-565-0528. And also want to thank real quick Daniel at Best Muffler. Thank you very much for all you do out there and all our sponsors. Glad they're all on board for our 2015 season. JC Motorsports wouldn't be able to do without you.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
You done running around the table?
Did you guys
settle this argument or what?
I don't, Gary. You tell me. What did you see?
It don't say nothing about modifieds.
Okay.
This weekend.
And if you go through each date, they're completely different than what is on the front page schedule. Which, hey, maybe it's too far back for anybody to see. So let's look at the front page schedule. That's the one we're going to go by. That's the one they go by. So.
I don't know. On my page here, it says Grand American Modifieds, 35 laps.
I see
single
it, too.
Single car qualifying.
I see it.
So what are you trying to say, Michael?
I'm just saying there's two different schedules out.
So you're not going to be ready this weekend.
I'm going to be ready for the
next weekend.
I'm going to be ready.
I was ready. I'm going to
be
ready next weekend.
On the next modified race that's on the schedule, which is the 18th.
Okay. All right. Let us know how you make out down in Havasu.
The 18th.
I think
that's
him and Justin talk to each other too much.
I think we found out who really is special here. Okay, and it's not me or you.
Hey.
Can you repeat that? I want to make sure that's archived. Can you repeat that?
I feel special. I really think we found out who's special here, and it's not me and you. All right, Gary?
Well, you go where I told you to click, and you tell me who's special. It's whoever's making up the schedule.
Now he's telling me to go someplace. Did you hear that, Gary?
Yes.
Censored, ignored,
and now it's
time
rushed. Don't get rushed.
Oh, rush.
Rush.
Yeah.
Add rushed in there.
So. That's right. That was this week.
So
how close are you with this modified? I mean, where are we at? Set of tires? Did you talk to
Mark Allison? Yeah, I got some tires.
You got some tires. Okay.
Yeah.
We got that out of the way. Now we can talk about the other 2062 moving parts. What else do you need?
I got to finish going through it. I got to mount my tires. I got to just finish going through my... I got a fuel leak somewhere. I got to find it.
Oh, that's important.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's important.
Got to get that straightened out. Got to get my graphics put back on.
There's only three places that fuel leak can be. I'll help you out. Either it's in the back, the middle, or the front of the car. See, I narrowed it down for you right there.
I can tell you it's in the front of the car, so I've narrowed it even further.
That's a good... We're getting somewhere, Gary.
We're getting
somewhere. Very good.
And, of course, I need to find a spotter and stuff like that. I got new radios in because my radios were having issues, so I ordered new radios.
All right. You need a spotter, Gary.
Need to put my new wiring harness in the car, stuff like that. So.
Wiring harness. Mm-hmm. He's got new radios, needs a spotter. He's got the tires. He's got to fix a fuel leak.
Put my graphics back on.
Strip the car again?
I peeled my numbers off. I got a different number this year.
He's a different number.
I'm running a different number.
What number are you running?
He don't listen.
No.
What number are you running?
777.
Where the hell did that come from?
Lucky 7.
I need
luck. You got a new sponsor, Lucky 7 Casino?
Nope. My new sponsor is myself.
His new sponsor is
same as the old,
now.
It's the old, same as the old sponsor.
777, is it like... graphics like a slot machine 777?
Yeah, something along those lines.
It's a mystery. You'll just have to wait and see.
It's not a wrapper.
I can't tell you this weekend, but you'll just have to wait and see.
The 18th when I come out to race.
If it's coming from Mr. Detroit, it's a mystery. There's no doubt about it.
You guys. What's wrong with you guys?
As you guys know, we had... at the time, Russ Wilson was 86 years old when we had him on the show. He is now 87 since he's had a birthday.
In February.
And he was telling me he hasn't been feeling well when I saw him this weekend.
But he raced last.
Yes, he raced.
He raced. He finished fourth.
Finished fourth. So I just want to say, Russ, hope you get better. Buddy.
Oh, it's probably them damn allergies and crap that's going around.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He said he was not feeling well and he lost about 75% of his hearing. So.
Oh. That's not good.
Yeah.
It's probably stuffed up, huh?
Yep.
At 87 years old, there's anything that could be going around.
That's true.
I'm 55. I'm catching crap I never even heard of before.
I know. Oh, shit. I'm glad you're back here.
It's because you're hanging out with Tim.
Yeah. Who knows what you're going to catch?
That's right.
You guys just went down the wrong gutter.
No. It sounds like you went down the wrong gutter. No, so I hope you get feeling better, Russ.
That's cool. Yeah, hope
he looked a little pale.
Yeah, he was.
You know,
he was
moving
telling,
a little slow.
Yeah, he was telling me he hadn't been feeling well. So
he ran a great race, though.
Yes, he did.
Yep, once again, he's got that 1966 Thunderbird rolling.
How did he run the modifieds out there? How many?
Yes, they did. They had six.
Six. Ooh.
Four finished.
Ouch. And then what else did they run out there at Pahrump?
Street stocks.
Or whatever they're calling them. Super stocks, street stocks?
Yeah, super stocks. Had seven of them. Five finished. And they had the mini dwarfs?
Oh.
Is that what those kids are in? They had six of them.
Wow, and a mini dwarf? Really?
Oh,
that's surprising.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Little Pike won that.
That's cool.
Yeah. They put on a hell of a show. He lapped the field like four times. They got that little cart all cheated up. No, these kids are...
That's
they,
cool.
They put on a hell of a show.
I mean, and those are probably little kids, too, huh?
Yeah,
those
man.
Things.
Little ones, almost your height.
I didn't say height. I'm talking age. I'm talking age.
They're taller than he is.
Yeah, there's one or two that is.
Yeah, I think... What's his name? Pike. I don't know his first name, but Pike. I think the kid Pike's about as tall as you are, and he's only 9.
Yeah, you could probably fit in one of those with plenty. You might have to move one of the seats up for him.
I might. That's for sure. Bandolero is.
Oh, Bandolero is too much room for you.
That's what you're facing. Yeah.
Phone book. Wouldn't. 2x4s on the gas pedal.
Tape, so duct tape to the pedal.
Duct tape them on.
Jeez.
But they also had 3 hobby stocks out there. Yep. Congratulations, Chad Broadhead. He won. Jabez came in 2nd.
Who?
Jabez.
Oh,
his brother.
Yeah.
Yep. But we were talking about Sue Smotherman.
Oh, yes.
She was in Mom's Coop.
The Cam Coop.
And had a little bit of a tough time getting underneath. Those coops are not easy to drive.
Hmm.
Not easy to drive at all. She got a good handle on it, you know, about halfway through the main event. But again, like I said before, congratulations to Mark Dobb. He had a hell of a finish. Came across, came across the start finish line for the checkered flag sideways.
No, no way.
Oh, he got all freaking crossed up coming out of four.
Trying to correct it.
And it was like you hear the thing sideways and digging in, those tires milling, bouncing, and him getting in and out of it and in and out of it. And, he came across sideways. That was quite interesting how he finished off that night. So, mini stocks. They had 10 mini stocks out there.
They usually have
put on Robert Smotherman won
that one. Okay.
Put on a real good show with Anthony Broadhead finishing 2nd.
Cool.
And 2 modified minis. I think this is his first win, Matt Belcher.
Second
win?
Yep.
Matt Belcher
I didn't know they
beat
had
Anthony
had
Martin.
Those still.
Yeah, they had modified minis. So that's
not too bad.
I don't know. Did we miss anybody? Mods, super stocks, mini stocks, modified minis, dwarf cars. Oh, dwarfs.
Regular dwarfs?
Dwarfs. Yeah, they had 5 dwarfs.
Did Silly Dilly race the dwarf?
No.
Silly
Dilly was in the 4X illegal bomber.
She didn't do 2 rides.
No, she didn't. They're tearing apart the motor.
Yeah, cool.
On that car, they had to remove, replace, or something with that motor.
Speaking of remove and replace motors, Gary, what's happening with your car? Are you going to have it ready out there? We only got a couple minutes left, of course, but how's that thing going?
We've got to go to break.
We won't talk about that.
We'll be testing it again Friday.
Cool.
And we're pretty sure it's zeroed in on the problem.
I think so.
We'll find out Friday on test. So
cool.
We'll take both of them out there again and shake them down.
And speaking of that, I got to thank Donnie Williams. I don't know if anybody, I'm sure everybody at LVMS knows Donnie Williams.
Now, does he still own and run Quality Mechanics?
Yes.
There? Yeah, okay.
Right next to where Jack's used to be, Jack's Machine Shop.
Is Dave Hunter still over there working with him?
I don't know. I went in and talked to him about what's going on with my... bomber.
Sometimes it takes a smart guy to come up with some suggestions.
Trust me, I've talked to lots of
smart guys,
mechanics, and at this point, no matter what I throw at that car, it's not going to hurt it anymore. So he told me what to look for, and I came home and I started changing 50 things on it.
You've been finding things along this way anyways.
Yes.
So
the only thing we haven't done is change the color of the wire ties that hold the padding in the roll
cage. That's next week.
That's the only thing I haven't done. So.
Trust me, man. Nobody's more frustrated with this car than I am. And I'm not going to give up. I will figure out, even if it takes putting a brand new motor in this damn thing, I will figure it out.
Well, once you...
It runs, then it doesn't run, and then it runs, and then it doesn't run. So Hopefully we got it.
I think you got it this time.
Hopefully we got it.
That's going to run and run and run.
I hope.
You know,
because I'm not paying for the wire ties to change them.
Well, see, what you just explained, it runs, it doesn't run. I'm going to throw a jab. It's a Ford.
Throw mm-hmm. what you want.
Hey, I'm just kidding. I like them all.
I don't.
Ford, Chevy.
I don't.
Dodge, you name
I
it.
I don't. I will figure it out one way or the other. I don't know. I'm just hoping I found it this time. So
cool. You gonna be out there again? Of course. You gonna practice or just
practice?
Saturday?
No, the 33 will stay home.
It's ready.
Just
to...
got a couple dents. Gary and Tim gonna pull out. And
cool.
We're gonna bring out all 65s. There was a little quirky stuff with the other one that we ran the first race. So we just want to make sure that one is all together, just in case the purple one isn't all together. So we'll drag those out and test those this weekend. 33 is pretty much dialed in. We need some shocks and springs. She's still rolling over too much. Spring rubbers didn't.
Right.
It helps some, but it's still rolling over quite a bit. It's a heavy car.
Yeah, looks a little soft.
You know, it's a lot easier for the thing rolling over in dirt. It slides.
Right.
You know, this, it just digs in. And
hey,
I can't exit, can't get out quick enough. I can't get out of the way quick
enough. You're speaking of big, heavy cars. Any word from Billy Grasser? Is he still working on coming out?
I haven't heard much from him.
Okay.
About
I know
the
he's
car.
Working on...
Has a motor, no car.
Yep. I was just wondering about that, how that was going. So.
But he's been busy with the kids. He's running the football team. Matter of fact, he was at the Outlaw Games last night that Gary and myself and Susan Griffith and Gary Griffith and Brennan and Colton, we went to check out the Outlaw Game last night.
Outlaw, what's the Outlaw Game?
Indoor
Las Vegas arena football.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, they have the Outlaws.
Yep, by Vince Neil.
Vince Neil, yeah.
So
right.
We saw,
how was that?
We saw him and his family, and he had his whole football team, his son Jake and the football team out there, because the kids were 12 and free last night to the Outlaws. Kids 12 and under were free.
I'm surprised.
He brought his whole football team.
That's smart. Yeah, that's cool. I'm surprised they still have the arena football. I mean, it seems like a cool, fast-paced concept that they have going on there.
We used to have the Gladiators here, and they went away, and Vince Neil brought it back. He was part of a team, Jacksonville Sharks.
Oh, I didn't know.
And now he made this. And the L.A. Kiss is owned by Gene Simon. He's part owners of the L.A. Kiss, believe it or not, and Paul Stanley.
Gene Simmons
and Paul Stanley. They're part owners of the L.A. Kiss. So
a bunch of the old rock and roll stars can buy teams and go against each other.
Pretty much.
Motley Crue. Yeah.
Kick
Vince Neil's ass.
Hey, I've never been to one of those, and it was kind of cool.
Fast paced, good seats.
I was like, but the field is only 50 yards long.
Oh,
yeah. That's it.
I didn't know they didn't do the whole.
No, that's all it is.
That's all it is. Wow.
You got to go. You got to go at least once.
I'll have to look up the schedule.
You got to go at least once. It was $18 to get in, you know. Great seats. Want to thank. I want to thank Gary Griffith Jr. for getting tickets for
cool.
us.
Hey, real
appreciate
quick,
it.
Too, next Tuesday we're going to have on
one of them from Touch of Truck. They haven't said
confirmed
which one's going to come on.
But somebody will be on Tuesday, next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
We're going to have them on by
on the phone, or we'll see if they want to come in.
Right.
Either or, I don't care.
But that's going to be because next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend is Touch of Truck on the 11th. So we're going to have, if you have any questions, that's time to do it next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Otherwise, we'll see you at the racetrack at LVMS. You can go to LVMS.com. We'll see you at the racetrack this weekend, Friday night or Saturday.
Yeah, free Friday night in the stands. Come out, watch this race Saturday at the Bullring. Gates open at 5, autograph session 5:45.
There you go, and we'll see you live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. on WheelsNow.com.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.
Keep